Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. I want to talk today about tolerance. This week, two things happened to me that really just shocked me. The first one was really benign. In the development that I live in Colorado, I decided not to go out the back gate and walk around the fence instead. And a woman just went off on me and started screaming at me. This just happened the other day. I don't know why. Didn't make a lot of sense. And of course, if somebody's going to scream at me for something benign, I'm going to say something back, which I did. And I'm not really proud of the way I handled it necessarily, but I just told her that she was a little bit too uptight. She needed to calm down and that she should worry about things that are important, not somebody that lives in the same complex that happens to walk around the fence instead of going through the gate. And that's sort of the way I left it. And I went on my way, but she just completely lost her mind over the most benign thing. I was shocked about it. And then the day before yesterday, I was walking with my wife and daughter. There's a preserve right behind where we live. And so I'm walking through this area, basically in the woods, and we pass this woman, and she starts screaming at us for not wearing masks. And I looked at her, and I said, you know, I'm in the woods, and I'm nowhere near you. And I said, and I'm one of the most compliant people when it comes to wearing masks. And I said, and you're screaming at me. So again, you look at those situations, and then, you know, I'm pointing fingers now, but I also have to look in the mirror because I know that I'm far more uptight than I normally am. My fuse is shorter. I don't have a lot of consideration for certain people, and I've got to get better at this, right? And it's all about COVID, right? I was a much more tolerant person before COVID started, and I think most of us are probably in the same boat. I don't have the compassion that I had before that. I always consider myself a nice person. I go out of my way to help people. I go out of my way to talk to people, even if I don't know them. But I'm noticing now, because of social distancing, because of what's going on, I'm just more on edge. I'm less nice than I was before. And I've got to get better on this whole tolerance thing. And part of it is just accepting the fact that things are the way they are with certain people, and I'm not going to be able to change their mind. Right? There's certain people, as we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, that just don't believe that COVID is real or that it's going to affect them, and therefore they don't think that they should wear masks and they should do certain things. And I would argue that, you know, there's a certain amount of ignorance that goes there. There's probably some brainwashing that goes in depending on what media source they watch and what they pay attention to. And they look for things that back up their point of view, and that's sort of how they operate. And I can stay angry about it, but it's going to eat me up inside. Or I can just try to let it go. I'm not going to be able to change their mind about these things. They're already set in their ways. Me getting angry, me yelling at them is not going to help anything. It's just going to create more anger in my life. And you know, these things tend to fester. Right? When you do get into an argument with somebody, especially somebody you don't know, these things tend to stick with you for a longer period of time. So even when the argument's over, you're still thinking about it, you're reliving it and thinking about, oh, I should have said this differently or that differently. But at the end of the day, you can't control other people. So then what do you do? How do you handle this thing? How do we continue to move forward and get through this and you know, and stay what I'll call peaceful, I guess would be the best word. And I think one of the ideas is simply to find ways to avoid situations that you don't want to be in. I look at the market. I pulled into the market the other day, the supermarket, and the parking lot was packed. So I left. Right? I know I'm going to be uncomfortable in there with a ton of people in the market. I don't want to be in that situation. So I left. And I came back at like 10:30 at night when they were still open and there was nobody in the place. So just being smarter about avoiding people, or at least avoiding the masses of people when you see them, right, is one way to do it. The other thing too is from an internal standpoint, to become more understanding. And this is something that I'm really challenged with. I am. And I'm trying to work on it and I'm trying to get better at it, but just to become more tolerant of people. And I even had a situation a couple weeks back where I, you know, this kid, he's probably 16 or 17 years old, decides to run across the street, and I, you know, didn't even look, and I almost killed him. I literally almost ran him over. So I pulled over to the side, and I was going to go, you know, and I was going to go do, you know, give him a lecture and tell him how irresponsible he was. And then I realized that, you know, there was something that was not right. In other words, he had some mental disability. I don't know if he was on the spectrum. I don't know what the challenge was, but clearly there was something there, right? That was that he had some sort of challenge. And so I stopped myself and I said, you know what? I need to be more compassionate. I didn't hit him. It was an issue. It was close. You know, I'm not going to yell at this kid. It's probably not the best thing I could do. And I think we've got to be a little bit more tolerant of people. If there's somebody that is ignorant to what's going on in the world, then accept the fact that certain people are ignorant. Maybe it comes from a lack of intelligence. Maybe they're not smart. Maybe they didn't have an education. Maybe they've been brainwashed by someone or something or some entity, and that's just who they are. And me getting angry is not going to change that and not going to do anything about it. So I've just got to accept what is and just be okay with it. And that's what I'm really trying to do. We're all facing the same problem. We've got this global pandemic going around, and people have different views on what they should and shouldn't be doing. Right? When I look at the 20-year-old or 22-year-old person that's out at bars going crazy, and I look at that and I say, that's just selfish and asinine to do that right now. And then I think back to myself in my 20s, what would I be doing? I don't know. I don't know if I would be if I'd be that person going out or not, but I'd probably certainly be a little bit more laid back about things than I am right now as a 50-year-old man. And I think one of those things we've got to do is just say, okay, we haven't walked in other people's shoes. We have to realize where we're coming from. We have a certain set of values that we carry. When others don't adhere to those values, we become intolerant of them. Sometimes we lash out. Sometimes we just get angry, but it festers. So what I'm trying to do is just become more tolerant. To be okay with what people are doing and maybe not be okay with it, just not get angry about it. Right? I can't control them. I can control myself. I'm doing my best to avoid the situation if possible, to tolerate the situation where I can. And at the very least, if I have to, it's, you know, it's just taking a deep breath before I let myself go and just keep myself in check. That's it. And in between, if I can do some physical activity, if I can do some meditation, if I can do some things that will keep me regulated from the standpoint of anger and fear, that's going to help me. And then if I can apply that to the situations as they come, maybe, just maybe, I'll be a little bit better at dealing with things. You know, I'm not looking for perfection because I know I'm not going to get there. I just want to be a nicer person than I've been over the past couple of months. I'm striving to do it. I'm trying to be more tolerant. You know, it happens one step at a time. But if I see each one of these episodes as a test, and I can see how my reaction is how I'm doing on that test, if I could just be a little bit calmer, if I could just be a little bit more tolerant, if I could be a little bit more polite, as my mother's always said to me since I was a kid, you know, there is no excuse for rudeness. Take a deep breath, move on, and keep going with your life. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, or from there, they can click on other links to Apple or Spotify to pull in the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. And use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, find a way to be more tolerant of other people. Be accepting. Assume that they could be, you know, a person that you might be friends with ordinarily. They might be, you know, they could be one of your family members. Just be a little bit nicer, a little bit more tolerant. Take a deep breath before your reaction. And if possible, if you know there's a situation that's going to create stress in your life, see what you can do to avoid the interaction altogether.